Russell Green's a star, Wish. 300 game star, in actual fact. And as a Hawthorn supporter, I love watching him run around with the Hawks. But he was a St Kilda player first and foremost. And with the mid-season trade, drafts, player swap, whatever, back in the conversation, we thought we'd have a chat with him because he's got an unbelievable story to tell of what it was like back in his day. And he joins us. Greeny, welcome.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim.
Great to talk to you. Now, a lot of people, I know we've only got 4 or 5 minutes, so we'll get cut straight to it. We know that this mid-season draft's going to come back in some way, shape or form, and that's almost a fact now, and our audience are struggling to get their head around it. But for you, it was a very real experience.
It was quite unique, Gary. Played against Geelong round 8 down at Cadinia Park, played on Mickey Turner, who gave me an absolute bath, and I think we got done by close to 100 points. We trained, Alex Jezelenko was the coach, we trained Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and on Thursday in match committee, we're all sitting around, I'm picked to play against Dougie Hawkins the following 2 days' time.
You picked to play for the Saints, yeah?
For the Saints, yep. Yeah, for the following week, for round 9. I get home and my wife Roxy says, look, don't go anywhere, Don Scott will be ringing you in the next 10 or 15 minutes. I said, Don Scott? Who's Don Scott? Because I didn't expect Don Scott, the footballer, the great Hawthorn captain, to ring me. I said, look, what do you mean? He's going to be ringing. So anyway, I hung around, he rang and said, look, Russell, St Kilda decided to get rid of you. You must meet Ian Drake, who was the football manager at that time, great man Ian, and collect your boots. I'm going, are you serious? He said, yep, it's all over and done with. So I went down there at the following morning, Friday, at Linton Street, to pick my boots up, gave Ian, he actually drafted me from Frankston, not drafted, I was in the zone, as you boys were, where you came from. And, yeah, that was it. So then one of the most bizarre situations I've ever been in my life, roll up to Waverley because Hawthorn are playing North Melbourne. I was only married 6 weeks prior, and the best man at my wedding was Stephen Nick, and he played for North Melbourne, a great player for the premiership player for the North Melbourne Footy Club.
Yep.
He pulled up to my left, and on my right at the same time, Lee Matthews pulled up. So we all got out at one time. And we only played Hawthorn a few weeks ago. And Lee's looking at me going, what are you doing here? And Icky, Green, what are you doing? Because we used to speak every Saturday morning because we'd link up afterwards and so forth. That's Stephen and I would have a chat. And I said to him, mate, I'll probably see you sooner than later. And he didn't obviously pick it up. And so, as he wouldn't expect him to. And there I was. So I said, I'm with the little chubby fella. off we go. And I sat, as you know, boys, where we sit until about, 10 to 1. Then I walked up that race. It was one of the longest walks I've ever had in my life. And I walked into the rooms. And everyone's just gone, what is happening here?
It's unbelievable.
And that was it. It was the most bizarre. Look, I wasn't a great tackler, and I had more tackles that game. I was tackling Hawthorn blokes. I was tackling North Melbourne blokes. And yeah, it was quite bizarre. But for me, it was a great opportunity. I think my time at St Kilda was near the end. I didn't get on too well with the coach at that particular stage. And if something like this can come about, a trade period, but I think there must be a 4 or 5 year period. If you're a rookie, then you've been there for 4 years or so, then maybe you're not getting an opportunity, you can move on.
Hey, Greeny, how long did it take you to sort of really feel part of that Hawthorn team at the time? Can you recall?
I really felt comfortable when Ron Cook, who came up to me at a player's, we're up in the player's room, and he was in hospital when he came up to me, Tim, and he wasn't there when it actually happened. So Ron comes over and he said, Russell Green, Ron Cook. I said, oh, pleased to meet you, Ron. He said, Russell, welcome to the Hawthorn Football Club. But I've got to tell you something, son. If I wasn't in hospital, you wouldn't be here. And then he said goodbye and walked away. But I admired him and respected him for his honesty because that's the way Ron was. That's the way Hawthorn was then and still is now. They're honest. They're honest to you. They don't tell you certain things and do other things. And that's the reason, one of the reasons why there's still such a strong competitive football club.
Green, it worked out beautifully for you. We're coming up the news, but you went on to become an absolute champion with the Hawthorn Footy Club. 8 years later, you had 3 premiership medallions to your name, a best and fairest in all Australian selection. So I think it worked out okay. And great of you to join us this morning.